Good morning. Today is Friday, January the 15th. Somehow I feel like I just was set up by city manager in Arcata, Karen Diemer. Good morning, old lady with list.
Happy New Year.
It is, hopefully, for one and all, huh?
Yeah, hopefully for one and all. Yeah. Well, it's a little rockier than we all hoped.
Exactly. Did Winston share with you we have a new book?
Winston shared that you not only have one, but he doubled down and you have two new books.
Yes. Well, the second one hasn't had its spine broken yet. However, the first one, we've already started accessing it, and it's entitled Ever Wonder Why? Have you ever wondered why men's clothes have buttons on the right and women's clothes have buttons on the left?
Ooh, I have wondered, and I do not know.
All right. Be prepared. Here we go. It's easier for right-handed people to push buttons on the right through holes on the left, and since most people are right-handed, this is why men's clothes have buttons on the right. But what about women who are also mostly right-handed? When buttons first came into being, they were very expensive and worn primarily by the well-to-do. Women in that class did not usually dress themselves, but were dressed by their maids. Since a maid could be facing the woman she was dressing, dressmakers put the button on the maid's right-hand side, and this, of course, put them on the woman's left, where they have remained since.
Hmm.
And you didn't get that, huh? Your servant staff didn't give you a clue.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't something I experienced, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's like a trend that, you know, that could be the next cause.
Yeah.
We'll start a movement on.
Oh, too much.
We should have both.
Yeah, put it right. Those are called zippers.
Yeah. Touché to that, absolutely.
Oh, boy. So what's keeping you awake at night these days?
Oh, keeping me awake. Actually, things are pretty exciting in Arcata. We've got a lot of new energy coming on with three new council members, and they've already started to look at goal setting, recognizing, I think, mostly that, you know, the hard piece ahead of us is that we're not coming out of this economic recovery in any rapid fashion. So next year, our budget is going to be equally lean to the budget that we're currently operating under. And when you're brand new council, you've just come off of, you know, months and months of campaigning in the middle of a pandemic, you still have a lot of vision of change that you want to see and improvement in your community. So recognizing we're going to really need to be laser focused on areas of change. The council has broken themselves up into subgroups to hold stakeholder meetings on what they've identified as their five themes. And economic recovery being the top coming out of the COVID pandemic. Housing and services for those experiencing homelessness, city infrastructure and beautification, mental health and social services, and then a focus in the Valley West Gentoli neighborhood. So they're actively working on sort of their purpose and outcomes and the stakeholders for each of those meetings, and then hopefully all of that data looking at trying to leverage partnerships this next year, and where is, with the limited resources we have, where could we apply them that would help nonprofits and other agencies that are working in those areas really move forward this year?
Well, if you don't mind, I guess we've got our first five topics for discussion.
Yeah, we have 5 months worth right there, Brian.
There you go. Economic recovery. I mean, that's something that is high and mighty on everybody's list for the business operators as well as for the employees. How much flexibility does the city have? I mean, you can waive fees, I guess, but a business license isn't all that much. Is there that much flexibility from the determination of at the city level, or is that more state and federal?
Everything comes down to where do we put our resources. No, we're not going to just turn the tide and be able to, you know, flip an economic switch with the resources that the city has. But as an example, we do, you know, traditionally do community development block grants in the city for business loans, and they're geared towards new jobs. So we've got, this year, our staff, just within this last couple of weeks, has been working with the state. The council approved staff time to try to convince the state funding source that we could utilize those traditional grants for job retention in Arcata coming through COVID, so that we could loan that money to existing jobs or to existing businesses, and if they retain those employee base then for a period of 6 more months, then those loans are forgiven and they're in essence transferred into a grant.
Is there pushback at the state? Because that's kind of what their version of PPP was also.
Right. No, they seem to be open. It's just, you know, making rule changes in the state guidelines can take a little bit of time. That's why we're, you know, 10 months into the pandemic and still working through. But we are hoping within, you know, the next few weeks to be rolling that out. So, I mean, it's just finding creative ways of listening to our businesses. What are the pieces that they're struggling with? And see if there's anything that we can augment to help that.
I would suspect if there was some flexibility in dining in, dining out, that would be a huge relief for a lot of businesses, a lot of employees, as well as the general community.
Yeah. And if we can get back to the red tier and even get back into 25% occupancy inside restaurants, that is a huge game changer for all of our cities up here. So it's, you know, it's coming up with that piece of trying to get our numbers back below those thresholds. And I am hopeful that as we come out of the holiday season and get into February, mid to end of February, that we should hopefully be safely back into at least red tier and then moving downward again. Because we really were on a trajectory to continue to reopen.
Yeah. And that's, well, and one of the questions, and I've asked this of a couple of county folks, and they're pursuing it, so I hope that the information is going to be made available halfway shortly, is with the 60,000 plus tests that have been conducted, how many people have been tested? So, you know, folks like you and me, let's say if we don't have any outward signs, we don't think that we're impacted by it, so why would we want to take our time and go get tested, right? But if we put a big push on and say, hey, look, if we can get all the healthies in there to take a test once or twice, we're going to drive that conversion number way down and be able then, almost as an economic stimulus approach, be able to get some of our restaurant friends and some of the other areas relaxed and get back to some semblance of functionality.
Yeah, I encourage. I mean, our testing up here has been really plentiful. It hasn't, you know, at times if the state is bogged down, our results have been delayed a few
right.
days. But I have found, I do test regularly because I have come to work every day through the pandemic. And I have just found it to be yet one more reason why I'm so thankful I live here. I make an appointment at Redwood Acres. I am literally in and out in under 10 minutes.
Oh, well, what the heck? You're in the neighborhood and you don't come by. I don't get it. KINS, News and Information Times, 819.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Diemer, Arcata City Manager. Karen, you had given us the top five discussion points or on a punch list, so to speak, mm-hmm. that the new council has got. We touched on the economic recovery part. Homelessness and housing was linked together, and I thought that's intriguing because there's such a dearth of housing availability for the newly employed to be able to purchase a home, you know, in the low level points.
Yep.
So I was really excited there for about a second and a half.
well, stay excited. Absolutely.
Okay, because they are
all three.
They're related. Yeah. Is there a prioritization between housing that people can purchase without having six-figure incomes? Or and homelessness basic shelter.
Yeah, there's obviously a huge gamut there, and all three of the newly elected council members touched on that when they reported out of just hearing both that there is a real need for housing at all of those moderate to low-income levels, you know, starting families in Arcata, as well as a real need for a population that we see increasing that can't afford any sheltering at this point. And right now, you know, we are in month 8 or 9 of tenant protections from evictions. But when those protections go away, which probably won't be in 2021, but at some point we are going to see another wave of people losing housing in this community. And so trying to prep for what does it mean, given our current zoning in Arcata, what are areas that we could upzone to create some economic incentive to build units that would be affordable for all levels? So that's, I think, the real piece and the push behind housing. Where do we have housing construction limitations, and how do we move some of those barriers away? You know, a lot of that stuff just becomes kind of technical, not so much fun for your listeners on an early Friday morning. But there are a lot of regulations, obviously, around building housing in the state of California. So we do have some regional efforts to try to streamline. Like there's a new requirement around development for greenhouse gas emissions. So there is a team coming together to put an entire report that all of our developers regionally could fall back on and use to get their projects approved versus every development needing to do their own report.
Is that the one with the solar panels and that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it'll be called our Region Climate Action Plan.
Okay. And that's, and it will be that, can that, can
well
that be, if you could blow it out a little bit, could that be not just Arcata, but could that be all jurisdictions, including the county, and have one countywide plan?
Absolutely. You read it. Yep, perfect. That's exactly what's happening. Yeah, all the jurisdictions have come together to try to respond to a new state regulation that would help developers Humboldt countywide and in each jurisdiction. Yeah.
Now, in the past years, there's been, or decades, I guess, going back a little bit further, huge push about density. We need to increase the density. You have to hit this percentage or number or ratio in order to be able to qualify for these funds or those funds, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a lot of apartments over retail was kind of one of the little tricks that was going on. And it was very commonplace discussion on the street. Haven't heard about that in the last number of years. Is that element still out there? Is that a point of potential relief in that equation?
Yeah, here in Arcata, it's still talked about widely, the idea of mixed use in neighborhoods. So, you know, we still hear a lot of requests to become more pedestrian bicycle friendly, to close certain roads, to reduce roads down to one lane. We've had a lot of discussion this last 12 months about the plaza, right, and a lot of people that want a car-free plaza. And the only way for that to be successful, based on the data, is that you would really need to have a lot more people living, right, in that downtown area that would be walking and frequenting those stores every day.
When you say car-free, you mean no parking around the plaza at all?
That's been the push.
Yeah. Now, how does a restaurant survive that?
Yeah. Well, and that's the business pushback, right?
Oh, okay, good.
The density isn't there. I mean, that's the balance, right? The density is not there to be able to fill our stores and restaurants just with pedestrians and bicycles at this point. You know, or we haven't identified land that would have a large enough parking structure, you know, within a couple of blocks. That would be able to handle that.
You mean like City Hall?
Yeah, there you go. Who needs a City Hall? Maybe that's the mantra for 2021.
Well, I thought that, you know, that might be more palatable than getting rid of the ballpark, but that's about the only spots, isn't it?
Years, you know, we've had a dream of lifting the ballpark, right, and putting parking underneath and just raising the ballpark up to street level. But that's a very expensive project, so...
Well, not only that, then you just get a ground ball down the third base line, and it's out on the highway. Yeah, I mean, you need the elevation there a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, now you have to hit a home run to get it to the highway.
Right. You're right. There are many levels of issues to be concerned with and to reference on that one. Oh, well, how many slots are you looking at? 50 to 75, something like that?
For parking?
Yeah.
Oh, if we were really to go that route, then I think we, you know, if we were, we would be looking at a larger structure.
Oh, okay. So it really is a pretty significant scale project.
Yeah, one of the pieces.
Hang on. We got to make some money here. We'll be back.
Okay.
It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with City Manager for Arcata, Karen Diemer. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Karen, after those top two that we've already discussed a little bit with the housing and the economic recovery, part of that, I would suspect, is that there's a longing for a segment of the community to say, let's do what we've done so well for so long. And then there's the other segment that says, you know, we need to have change.
Mm-hmm.
And the rift, the discussion, the separation of perspective, however you want to identify it, between those two camps, if it's like anything else, there's not going to be a whole lot of kumbaya. There's going to be more of a commitment to your current perspective. How are you going to be able to kind of work through that element as it seems as if you're not interacting with folks and you're just kind of staying at home, you kind of get entrenched in your positions a little bit more and some of the civility kind of goes out the window?
Yeah. You've raised some good points, and connecting with the community during the pandemic has been a challenge. We are rolling out this year long-range planning. We've been working on it for a couple of years, but felt like we need to do much higher public engagement. And so we weren't able to finish stuff up, you know, during the pandemic. But part of that, I think the answer is to your question, that doing some long-range planning, of letting the community know this is where density is going to go, this is where it's not going to go ahead of time. Yes, not every neighbor is going to be happy with every decision. But if the community can see that we're going to still balance the needs of the community throughout the larger landscape of Arcata and then agree to that plan going into it, when developers come in to build, some of that heavy lifting of working out those differences has already occurred. A good example of, to me, where kind of old successful Arcata meets new successful Arcata has been in the cannabis industry. We had obviously very controversial and spirited debate around allowing what types of businesses around cannabis. But what has driven Arcata's success for decades has been niche manufacturing. So by marrying the niche manufacturing success of Arcata and challenging those businesses to help mentor the cannabis industry into niche manufacturing has become wildly successful here in Arcata. And slowly has changed minds for, I think, many of us that were very hesitant about opening up a large portion of parcels to cannabis manufacturing.
Now, what about on the retail side? Has that gone as smoothly as the manufacturing side has? Because I would think the manufacturing is far more regulated with, you know, health and safety and OSHA and things of that nature, as well as the standards that the state and the county have put into play. But the retail side is a little bit more Wild West.
Yeah, well, retail in Arcata so far has been very smooth. The council was very intentful about allowing a certain number of retail establishments in each business sort of shopping region of Arcata, as opposed to, you know, ending up with 10. Let's say they set, you know, a total of, it was about 12 citywide. But instead of saying anywhere, they said, you know, there can be one out in the Valley West Shopping Center, one in the Sunnybury Shopping Center, one in the Westwood area, up to four in the downtown, you know, whole core area. So they spread out the distribution. And what we've seen is very slow growth. I mean, I think we're going to see market saturation before we actually see full build-out of retail sales in Arcata.
I would suspect that that would be the case, just because whatever the percentage of people that imbibe, and you know, they've got their favorite places already and whatnot. I would suspect that a town of 15,000, you couldn't have that many grocery stores, hardly, let alone something that would be non-essential, so to speak.
Right, right, yeah, and they've continued to hold, you know, through the pandemic.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing is they've been trying to grow their numbers as the marketplace is more and more restricted, just in the interactivity. The infrastructure was something that you had talked about also in beautification, and I think for a lot of us, beautification could be something as simple as making sure the weeds aren't growing up in the gutter.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have
right
to be doesn't have to be cans of paint or anything wild and crazy. Just kind of maintaining what you got. So, how is that being defined or being reviewed?
Yeah. So I think you're exactly right, and I think it ties right back into economic recovery. You know, what are the areas around our core business districts, and what are the things that the city could be focusing on to help with that recovery? And some of that could just be, you know, sidewalk and weed and planter sprucing up, whether or not, you know, there's been visions from past councils of hanging plants around the plaza. But recognizing that we just are not going to have a lot of financial resources going into the next fiscal year, are there organizations that would be willing to take on maybe the maintenance and the upkeep of certain areas if the city could identify some funds to put in some additional planters or boxes or, you know, or to buy something that would clean the sidewalks better that then Main Street could operate. You know, we'll just be exploring those opportunities with our partners just to be strategic about what we might spend money on this next year and if it can leverage some larger resource to actually make a difference when times are so lean.
KINS, News and Information Time, number 5's around the corner. It's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Diemer. Karen, two quick topics here, if we can push them through. Mental health, you said, was on the list for the city. Now, are you looking at just partnering up like a psychiatrist or somebody like that, or a caseworker along with the police as they go out? Or is this something of much more larger scope and needing a much more significant financial commitment to accomplish?
Yes and yes. I think it is both. I think one of the things certainly we've seen during the pandemic is a huge increase in the need for mental health services and social services in our communities. This year, through the pandemic, some monies that came down through Community Development Block Grant, we applied for funds to hire two clinicians that will be work directly for our county Department of Health and Human Services, but they'll be located out of the positions, and they could rotate through a few staff, but will be located out of Arcata Police Department. And the intent is that they will be able to respond to calls that come in that have a mental health component to them, but they would also be able to take on some of their own casework around Arcata. I mean, ultimately, I think everybody recognizes that additional street outreach on mental health and social services is needed countywide. And the new council members coming in heard that loud and clear on the campaign trail. Our existing council members already had that listed as a goal. And so I think they're just trying to figure out where is the partnership that could be developed to make sure that we're not duplicating half efforts that aren't resulting in change, And that we are just starting to reach some of those people that really need services in our community.
Well, and that would help with the plaza beautification efforts that you had referenced earlier as well.
Yeah, and Valley West.
Yes.
You know, both of those regions, you know.
Seem to be attracting, You had also said, as the final one, leaving 35 seconds for you, Valley West and a restoration out there. Is it a reinvigoration? Is it a build-out? Is it getting more viable foot traffic building types of businesses? What is that defined as?
I think the stakeholder meetings will define that, but I think people want more services for the residents and the families that are living in Valley West, more development of park space and youth amenities, after-school opportunities. And then we also have had a lot of new businesses open in the Valley West and Gentoli area. So there's an effort, and Arcata Main Street has even offered to umbrella a business improvement district in the Valley West area to try to bring those businesses together around some self-promotion and marketing and understanding, you know, what is being offered. And
that they're part of Arcata, even, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've got a couple things to keep yourself busy next week. So enjoy
the great year.
Enjoy the week.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Karen. See everybody on Monday.